Yeah, it's great advice. Thank you very much.
Awesome. So you know what you're working on?
Yep. I
Is this
have
helpful?
it is helpful because I'm doing this too, especially probably quickly and on the fly. So I'd rather just make sure that I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Are you looking to find more leads, increase your revenue, and convert more leads into clients? Are you frustrated by all the information out there and confused what strategy to implement to truly see results and growth in your business? If so, I want to invite you to a free rapid-fire strategy call. In this free 20-minute call, we will dive into your unique business and goals and create a profit strategy customized to you. Let's cut through all the noise and all the bullshit and grow the hell out of your business. Book your free rapid-fire strategy call today by going to michelledenioconsulting.com. Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of The Real Truth About Business. I am super excited. Today is another Focused Action live coaching session. And today I have with me Tina DeVita with DeVita Creative. And Tina and I have been connected for a little while now. She's been on my email list. We've had a couple coffee chats. She runs a relationship marketing membership and is getting ready to launch a course. So you guys all know my love for relationship marketing. So I'm super excited to dive in today with this one. Tina, welcome.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Awesome. All right, you want to dive right in?
Yes. So one of the things that I'm doing, I'm launching a course. It's going to be a virtual appreciation gift or even just a holiday or a birthday gift that you can send really to anybody. It can be an employee and a student, but building relationships. That's what we love to do. We love to connect with people and show them that you care about them and you're thinking about them. So my course is basically going to be a way to show everybody how to make custom graphics that will include a Starbucks or Dunkin' gift card barcode and how to set that up. So it'll be basically a short course. I will try to keep it as abbreviated as possible, but right now I'm so excited about it. It has so much great opportunities. I just want to kind of nail down with the kind of the small list I have, which is still pretty big. I have about 800 in a fa private Facebook group and about 700 or 800 in my email list. I guess I should probably check that. I'm losing track.
That's
But
good
I
though.
want to go a little bit more gangbusters. So
Yeah.
I think it has potential. So what is, I want to know maybe an effective launch strategy for this online course since I am kind of on the front end of my new business.
Okay. So you work primarily with real estate professionals, correct?
So my niche is real estate, mortgage, yes,
Any
mortgage
okay, so real
lenders.
estate
Right.
and supporting services. Okay.
But
And
this,
obviously
oh,
you
sorry about that.
have Oops, go ahead.
No, that, but this particular course could actually span out a little bit further. It
It
really is.
could. It could. But when you're talking audience and where you're currently at and successful launching, I mean, the best thing to do is not try to go into a new, any type of new audience and work your existing audience. So my first thought immediately is your warm audience and pre-selling this. Like, does your warm audience know this is coming?
Yes,
Okay, and
they do.
they're
At least,
excited and ready and waiting for it.
oh, well, you know, it, unfortunately, my particular niche, they don't really show excitement.
Yeah.
So it's just not their style. But I have told my email list and my members that it's coming. I have not mentioned it in the Facebook group yet.
Okay.
So my warm audience is about half in that way.
Okay. So one of the things that you can do that I have seen with multiple clients that we've done that works very, very well is you can create a wait list, right? And what that does, I mean, a wait list, I don't know what email service provider you use, but the wait list could literally, like in ConvertKit, if you put a link into something, you can tag them and that could be the extent of the wait list, or it could be a simple Google form, like get on the wait list, ready and waiting. You know what I mean? And you could offer some incentives to get on the wait list. So one, they could get a discount on the price, right? Like wait list, they either get like early access. So a couple bonuses that you can usually give for a course is they get early access. They get access to purchase prior to anybody else if they're on the wait list. So it's usually like 3 or 4 days in advance. Or you could even do up to like a week in advance. number one. Number two is they usually get like a discounted price, but it's like limited. Like they have 5 days to secure this like ridiculously low price. So you could even do, 40 to 50% off. But again, it's like if you're on the wait list, you have 3 days to purchase. If you don't purchase, you purchase at regular price, right? So it gives them this like massive incentive, but they have to purchase right away too. So it doesn't allow them to sit and like make a decision. So there's deadlines on it. People love deadlines, and they love a discount. So if you want to do a discount, you could do that. This is a virtual gift company, right? So you could gift them all the same virtual gift, right? In addition, if they purchase, I think it's a great way for them to see it, to experience it. So it could be something very easily that you set up for yourself and give it as a gift to every single person that purchases so they can see this in action, which I think is great. And, and then they can see how easy it is. They can see how easy it is to use. They can go, on the client perspective. So something of that sort. But I would pre-sell it, like get people interested in it. You could even, if you don't even want to do a wait list, you could legitimately pre-sell it too. You could offer it as a discount, get some money in the door, get some interest and give them exclusive rights to it, early. And that's a great way to do it too, is like, it's not launching until April 30th, but if you buy before April 15th, I'll give you these bonuses. You could give them a month into your membership. You could give them a one-to-one call with you. I know you don't have a ton of time because you do still also have a full-time job, but so you might not want to give calls, but you could give them, I don't know if you have other resources. You have a ton of ideas. You know what I mean? You could literally package up these ideas as bonuses and give it to them. So that's one thing. The other thing is, I know you asked me about affiliates. So I don't know how you're setting this up as far as an affiliate program. That can be kind of convoluted to get into a full-on affiliate program with the legalities and everything else. You could do, if you wanted to get it started, I'm a big fan of like the referral program, like refer me 5 friends, yours is free, depending on the pricing type thing. That would be something that you could easily do, is just kind of track who referred them. So on the sign up sheet, it's like, did somebody refer you? If you get into affiliate, you got to get into affiliate tracking. There's a lot. I don't know if you have it. Do you have a software that will track affiliates?
I have ThriveCart that has.
So you're using Thrive. Okay. Yeah. So if you're using ThriveCart, you could easily set up the affiliate program. That's very easy for people to set up on their own. Just turn the affiliate site on and use that as an incentive as well. To share it out to their people, especially. And if you're going to do that, what I would do is like reach out to your brokers and have them use their affiliate link to all their agents inside of their brokerage.
Yeah, I don't. So as far as lead brokers, I'm a little bit light on. I'm more individual agents. I only have, I think, one leading broker in my line so far. But I mean, it's a great idea. I'll have to explore how to approach it.
Yeah. I mean, you could even look up in the meantime, look up some other brokerages and visit those firms and say, hey, listen, this is something I'm getting ready to do. Is this something you'd be interested? You could even send them all these lead brokers a gift with the card on it. You know what I mean? That encourages. So it's that like, how did you get my name and where did this come from and what is this all about? You know what I mean? So it's kind of like a lead generator. It wouldn't be like a direct sale, but you could use this to easily promote the course, right? Like send it out, gift it out. I mean, depending on how much, I mean, there's an expense with that. I get that. So you'd have to be mindful of how much you want to expense out on that.
Right. For sure. Great. Any other ideas to stand out? Basically to find other ways to promote it besides those, particularly in my niche. Knowing I only have, as far as my other social platforms, they're kind of not very active.
Okay. The Facebook. I mean, there's always opportunity to run. I'm a big fan of organic reach in relationship marketing, and what you're teaching is relationship marketing. So any other lead generation strategies would be cold audience, would be, they kind of go against what you're trying to teach. So I would really ramp up the 800 people that you already have as your warm audience, you know, or the 700, whatever, there's multiple people. So that could be having conversations. It could be doing direct, you know, messages, start having direct conversations with people, prepping them, you know, just really building up more of a relationship yourself with some of these people versus just hanging out inside the Facebook group. I think, you know, getting people to understand you a little bit more. You could ramp up your content game. Obviously, content. I'm not a big fan of content converting. I think content attracts a little bit more than converts. So you could increase your content game if you really wanted to really speak about how and why. But again, what you're teaching, you want to make sure that they are actually implementing it. I think the bigger piece to this is why they'd want to do it, right? It's not that hard for anybody to gift out a Starbucks gift card. So I think your bigger issue or the bigger thing that you need to focus on is like, why is this such a good idea? Why is this different than just going into your Starbucks app, sending them a Starbucks gift card and moving on, right? Like this is actual custom, you know, white labeled graphics with a personalized graphic, you know, to that person, to that company. So I think you really need to focus on that as far as selling, because why would I pay when I can just log into my Starbucks app? Like that would be, if I'm role playing with you right now, like that would be my biggest objection. Like, why do I need this course? What's so different about this versus just going into Starbucks and gifting somebody a cup of coffee?
But yeah, it is the custom individual touches on that day specific to a holiday or a reason. But it also is customized to that reason, along with being branded to your contact information. So at that time, at any given moment, they can later, oh, I need to sell a house. Oh, I need to find out if I can qualify for a mortgage. I'm thinking about buying a home. Mm-hmm. So it's top of mind, you know?
Yeah. So again, I would really use that in your content. I'd start ramping all of that up, especially in your email. Start getting them thinking that way so that they're ready to buy the course. The other thing is inside the course, does it include like reasons why, or here's a great, you know, like random holiday, or here's something you may not have thought about, like beyond the birthday, closing, holiday type, is there other reasons like a random just because type, or are you giving them any ideas or coaching on how to utilize this for top of mind, or is it just teaching them the process?
It's teaching them the process, but there will be multiple templates that will cover that. So okay. And I teach them the process at that particular point of pulling up one template. I might mention the other templates in the sales page. I will mention the templates, but so in the one module that has all of the templates, it'll have birthday, just because, thank you, Christmas, mm-hmm. 4th of July. I mean, I love all holidays. So I'm sure that I may be a little lighter where I only do 2 St. Patrick's Day designs.
Right.
At least at first, I'll continue to populate the course. That's one of the benefits too of getting in on the front end. You know, I intend to populate templates more in the future, especially if it's successful. And whoever gets in on the front end gets that, but eventually the course will increase in price as I add more value inside of it.
Okay. You may think about offering an upsell too of like how to best utilize this, like a strategy around it, because again, of course, these people are busy. You know, realtors are the busiest people in the world. No offense if you're a realtor listening. I love you all, but you all know you're the busiest people in the world. And so like the chances of them logging in and watching a full-on course like that, so would be an objection I would think you'd get from the real estate professionals. So I would offer right at time of purchase, and you could even do this to your waitlist if you wanted to increase sales, would be like an upgrade to a consulting or like a 1-hour call or something where they're getting access to you about like, let's look at your business. Let's look at your specific, you know, who are your clients? What's, you know, really customizing it to them and how they want to use it and what they're doing, and maybe offer, you could then even upsell them into custom designs that you could upload to them. There's a lot of upsell opportunity here. And that's really what I would look into more is like the course I would use as your entry point to upsell to bigger, you know, more opportunities inside of that, that are going to bring in more money, and then let the other people sell the course, right? Like that's where your affiliates come in, your referrals come in. I think anybody in the affiliate industry, like mortgage brokers, or even I would, all of your supporting services, your home watch services, your pest controls, your, you know, landscape, all of those, your painters, your contractors. I would really reach out. Do you do any networking with any of those type companies? Do you have lists or acts?
Presently don't, because, you know, right now being a full-time graphic designer for 110 agents full-time, now, for right now, a lot of this has to be, even though I am working on relational business, I don't have as much time. I can't even do networking. I haven't been able to attend your coffee chats too, because I'm working during the day. So a little trickier. But I do, I mean, I have a local list of local vendors. I just don't have them externally. I have more just mortgage lenders, insurance agents, and real estate agents.
Okay.
My present network.
All right. So the other thing that you could do leading up to this launch is you could do like some type of community growth inside your Facebook group, or some type of incentive for them to invite their friends in there so that you're growing your warm audience. So it could be some type of contest. It could be, you know, I don't know what your audience gets incentivized by. Some people are incentivized by an Amazon gift card. Some of them are incentivized by Starbucks. Some of them might be incentivized by custom graphics. Like I think you're a designer, and if you don't have a lot of time, you could do that on your own time. You know, it could be custom graphics. That might be something put together like a custom graphics package for them, and just say like, and really run some type of like community drive to build up your Facebook group. And then obviously with your Facebook group, ask the questions, who referred you, get their, you know, permission to add them to your email list so that you have that. And then, you know, something else, whatever, you know, you can ask, I can't remember, there's three questions in a Facebook group now, right? So like drive that community, get that community up, have some posts ready that are all leading up to, you know, what do your clients love? Like even asking their clients, I know I saw in your outline about like, what if my clients don't like Starbucks or coffee or tea or whatever, you know what I mean? Like have them run a, you know, give them prompts. Like when's the last time you asked your clients Starbucks or Dunkin'? Like the big debate, what's your favorite, right? Like give them a reason, like give them activities, like things that they can do that would start leading up to this. So they know as soon as they buy it, I got these 10 people and I'm going to send them these cards, you know?
Yeah, for sure. It's an idea of a lead magnet or an additional opportunity for an offer is to show them how to create their own surveys so that they can send it out to their clients. You know, I always try to advocate for agents because they are busy. Is what if you just did your top 10 and your top five, you know, at the very least. Mm-hmm. That's even for the Starbucks gift card, your top 25. Just say you literally looked at your sphere of influence, just squished down to your top 25 people, just wrote down their birthday on a calendar or add it to your Google calendar. As soon as it pops up, this image is right on your phone and you can send them a text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The other thing too, I think that realtors miss out on or sometimes don't think about is their referral partners. Mm-hmm. Like who are their best referral partners? Not necessarily even their best clients, but who sends you the most referrals? So who's, you know, do you have a home inspector that's constantly sending you or a mortgage, you know, like that type of thing. So thinking about those things, but that could be maybe leading up to the launch. It could be a simple Google form that you give them as a template that they can run out as their survey, right? So that then as a community driver, like invite your friends and they can get in on this contest too. Like, let's see how many birthdays people can get, right? Like, here's your question. Here's how you go collect it. How many birthdays can you get? How, you know, and run a little contest or something that not only drives engagement, because the more engagement, then when you start promoting about this course, more people are going to see it, right? You've got to drive engagement. You got to get engagement up as high as you possibly can leading up to a launch, because otherwise not everybody's going to see it. So the more engagement you can create inside of your community, the better, the more eyes you can get. So some type of community incentive to get them to invite their friends to it as well as like an accountability, like bring your friends. We're doing a challenge for the month of, you know, the next 15 days or a 2-week challenge. Let's see how many birthdays we can get recorded or how many, you know, something, whatever it is, like whatever the holidays or Veterans Day is a big one. Like how many of them have veterans in their world? I think that's a great opportunity to send out cards or like these gifts. So some type of community growth to build up that warm audience, because again, you don't have a lot of time. And I personally don't recommend organic or non-organic, like paid advertising. That's not my thing. It's not my area of expertise. So I would never recommend paid advertising. But you have a good solid audience. Now, are you going to give your current membership people discounted price to this?
I am. Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
at least 50%. And it will 50%. If I do a pre-sale and it's 50%, they'll get 50% off the pre-sale price too, as long as they buy it within the pre-sale window.
Okay. So there's something to offer, you know, you could start promoting that even as start right now in the month of March. If you really wanted to build up a warm audience and some revenue in the meantime, is do a push for your membership and get people into the membership and then let them know like something new is coming. And oh, by the way, if you're a member, you're going to get, not only are you going to get the most exclusive price, you're going to get a discount on top of the exclusive like launch price, right? So you could kind of double dip and like get them in first and then upsell them or sell it all at once and just sell it like, hey, by the way, I'm launching something new. Join the membership today and I'm going to give you this course for add on the course. ThriveCart has that awesome order bump thing. Buy the course and then you've already got the pre-sale. You've got sold, you know, you've got it sold right from the start.
Okay. That's a good idea. Awesome. These were all great ideas.
Good. So action item number one that we talked about would be to create a waitlist. Very easy. Just create a waitlist inside your email and promote it out all the time. It could be something very simple. Number two would be to drive community. Do some type of community drive for your Facebook community to create engagement and get new eyes in there. Let your current audience bring their friends. Number three would be to push the membership with the upsell to the course immediately. So they can pre-purchase the course, or you could, if you don't want to sell both the membership and the course, you could just pre-sell the course.
Awesome. Great.
And let your people sell it for you.
Yeah, that's really, I have built a great network internally just with like-minded professionals. It just seemed to make sense that I should offer that as an opportunity to use affiliates or my referral partners. I mean, honestly, even referral partners at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Get it out there. Pre-sell it to those people, give them access, give them the affiliate. If you've got the affiliate program, I mean, ThriveCart does do a great job with, affiliates. So that makes it so simple and so easy. And you could have them sign up as affiliates now, even if they don't purchase it, and just start sharing the link when you launch it.
It's funny, you know, too, we were talking about timing and you're right. Realtors don't like to learn anything, but it is my goal to probably try to keep this entire course content to 20 minutes or less.
Use that as your promotional thing too, right? Like this is like, I need 20 minutes of your time. This is something you're going to learn once. I'm going to show you how to do it. It's not going to take you a long time. And then I'm going to just give you the templates. You don't have to do the design work. The only thing you have to do is the setup one time. It's like a one-time setup. And then the templates are all there, right? So like, that's the other thing is positioning it as a course, because again, they don't like to learn. They don't like to. So be careful in calling it like a course. It might be like, you know, something that, again, just to play on words, just to make them so they don't think like, oh my gosh, I got to sit through, because they have to go through all those CUs, like the continuing education, and, you know, yeah, they get coursed out, you know? So if you can create something of like, I don't even know, I can't think of like some type of play on words, and maybe they're not intimidated by the word course, but
well, it's so funny that people are, because I feel like there's such great value in this. So I don't want to underprice it. I know we weren't going to talk about pricing strategy today, but you know, if I call it a mini training, is that devaluing it? You know, and that's the question. Like, I don't want it, it will have so much great value, especially what they stand to gain if they put this into practice and all the templates alone. So I don't want to do that. You know, I thought about calling it a training and toolkit, you know.
Yeah. You know, as I was thinking about it when before we got on, because I know you wanted to talk launch strategy, but I'll just give you a positioning, a little tidbit here. The actual course of teaching somebody the how of what you're doing, of like getting the barcode and the whole bit and all that, is not that difficult, right? Like, I don't think that's where the value is in the course. I mean, they could Google that and find it. It's really not that hard. Obviously, they'd have to do it. The value is in the templates. The value is in the how to utilize this. How is this going to bring you more money? How is this going to deepen your relationships, right? The templates and the fact that you're actually teaching them how to use it and that it can be done from their phone, that is what is where it's the value is to an agent. So really think about that, because the course, like the teaching of the barcode, yes, it's a cool idea and I love all of that. Don't get me wrong. But for busy realtors, the value is in the done for you piece of it.
Right. Yeah. So maybe toolkit is a cool.
Yeah. Something of that sort. Yeah. I would, yeah, be careful. Like, yeah, that's what I mean. Like toolkit, or because course, sometimes people just, you know, they buy so many courses and they don't, yeah, then they don't use them and they're not going to log in, and they already like, they have this like preconceived notion of like it being so much work as it is, you know? So, and again, the templates, the fact that they're done for you, ready to rock and roll, all they have to do is put this barcode in, I think is that's truly the value piece to it. And that's what I would sell, because too, that's the other thing you're going to continue to add to if you add, you know, and, the course on like how to utilize this, or here's something you maybe didn't think about, or did you think about your referral partners, not just your best clients, right? Like, these don't just have to be closing gifts. Could be a great thank you gift for a referral partner. So I think that's where it's really going to, the value of what you're trying to do and what you're trying to teach them is in that, not so much the doing.
Right. Yeah. And I'm glad that we talked today too, because I was planning on going a little bit more global on this. But it sounds like staying within my niche would probably be better, at least for this original launch. I can always.
For your original, you can always get proof of concept, right? Like, it's, you have a warm audience. The global audience sounds great, but they don't know you. They don't know you. They don't know anything about you. They don't understand why, right? Like, you have a warm audience of people that already understand what you do, that already value what you do, right? Maybe you need to educate them a little bit more, because maybe they're not really hot leads, or, but they're warm, right? They're a warm audience. So yes, it makes sense. And it's not that you can't expand this out, but this might be something you do like really niched into, like you create the course and you niche it to real estate and providing services, right? Then you duplicate the course and you sell it to service providers or freelancers, and you repackage it and resell it, right? Because now it's speaking directly to them. And then you have it. So like, you know how like they have all of those, like the old school chicken soup for the soul books. It's like chicken soup for the soul for moms, chicken soup for the soul. It's, or the same stories,
or the
right?
Dummies, but book, you know,
exactly, the dummy. So like, that's the way I see it, is like, stick with the niche you already have, stick with the audience. And then once it's going and you have all, you have like raving reviews and testimonials and everything else, it's so easy to just duplicate the course, resell it, reposition it. But a freelance copywriter isn't going to buy a course that's directed at real estate professionals. And a freelance copywriter doesn't know you, because they know you as somebody who works with real estate industry, right? So I would keep to what you currently already have in your audience and then branch out once it's a proven concept.
Yeah, it's great. Great advice. Thank you very much.
Awesome. So you know what you're working on?
Yep.
Is this helpful?
It is helpful. Because, you know, I'm doing this too, especially probably quickly and on the fly. So I'd rather just make sure that I'm doing it right.
Yeah. Yeah. You're off to a great start. I think you're doing again, and you've got, don't discredit. So many people discredit the people that are already in their world, but I will be honest with you. And I'll be straightforward in telling everybody on the podcast here is like, my best revenue comes from the same 20 something people. Right. Like good chunk of my revenue comes from the same circle of 20 or so people, whether that's a referral or so. It's a one thing to talk about like these big audiences, big audiences, big audiences. And I'm a firm believer in that. But when you build really strong relationships with a really close knit group of people, they keep buying, right? They keep purchasing, they keep sharing your name, right? And so that expands out and you've done the work to really build strong relationships with a small audience. I think you have that and you've got this niche and it's so big and so massive. Let them do the selling for it, but focus on the people, like you said, your top 25.
Yeah. Top 25.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Take your own advice, right?
Totally.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, Tina, how can people find you? How can they connect with you? How can they learn more about this course?
Oh, great. So it would be great to just go to my website, DaVitaCreative.com. You can find everything from my templates that are for sale to my membership, where you can gain access to my entire design brain. Awesome. And I always am focusing on building strong relationships and finding creative, fun ways to do that.
Awesome. Awesome. So I'll make sure all of the links are in the show notes for everybody, but please, if you really want to, you know, build up your relationship marketing, you want to learn from a professional who's done it, definitely connect with Tina. Where do you hang out the most? On Instagram?
Facebook. Yep. Primarily Facebook. Instagram would be second, and I'm tinkering with TikTok.
Okay. Awesome. Well, we'll make sure we get those links in the show notes as well. Thanks so much, Tina. Do you have anything else you want to add?
No. Thanks again for your time today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. My pleasure. Talk soon.
Thanks so much for listening today. But remember, now it's time to take action. My goal is to get you results. So what is one action you can commit to taking this week? Feel free to share it with me in my DMs or tag me on your socials. Not sure what action to take? Grab the link in the show notes and schedule a strategic power hour. We can talk through it together and get you a strategic plan of action in just 60 short minutes. Oh, and one last favor. As with every podcast, reviews and ratings are what help us continue to show up and grow. So if you wouldn't mind, please take a quick minute to leave a 5-star review on Apple or Spotify and share this episode with a friend. Thanks. Talk soon.